We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Delirious. I just retweeted something. Somebody caught this on the U.S. Open broadcast. Watch what I tweeted. It's a woman, and she takes the chicken tender, and she dips it into Coke.
Disgusting.
Because a lot of people take French fries, they dip them into a Frosty. You heard this?
Oh, I've seen that nastiness before, too.
I do that.
Yeah. You do that?
Yeah, the French fries into the Frosty, I do.
I thought that was, and I'm not even kidding, I thought that was like a teenage girl thing.
It is.
Is it?
Bingo. We have a bingo.
Oh, come on, Crowder.
An adult. I mean, how old are you? 25?
26.
26, getting married soon. You're still dipping your French fries in a Frosty?
Yeah, if something's good, I'm going to keep doing
That's not an adult thing to do.
I don't know adults that get Frosties, but, you know, I'm old.
Well, let's not get carried away.
I just don't understand it.
It's dessert, man.
Damn ice cream.
Exactly.
Right.
Who needs some ice cream? It's the middle of the damn day, man. Get your sandwich and get on back to work.
Who said it's at lunch?
Well, it's even a dinner, man. Get your food, get good. A dessert, man. Dessert is privilege at its best.
I didn't
eat a whole meal, and now I'm going to eat some sugar at the end to make myself feel better. No, you don't need no sugar after dinner. You need to go to bed. Sugar's going to keep you awake. Dessert.
Yeah, I'm not going to be with you on that one, per se. But the...
It doesn't make sense, though, if you think about it.
It makes a lot of sense.
You're going to finish your meal with a bunch of sugar when you're about to go to bed in a couple hours. It's dumb. It's dumb.
Well,
it's dumb.
What if I'm... No.
It's dumb.
I'm not having this conversation.
You need steak. You're going to fill up on all this food and then put a bunch of sugar in behind it?
I was
like the
this
person that drinks coffee after dinner. I want to smack them in the mouth.
Love a cup of coffee after
Silly.
Dinner.
Silly. You're about to go to bed. Now you're going to load up on caffeine?
Well, don't go right to bed after dinner, first of all.
That's what you're supposed to do.
No, you're not.
You're supposed to get that damn rest.
Yeah, 3 hours after you eat.
He's just talking at this point. He has no idea what he's saying.
I'm not a fan of that dessert stuff.
That dessert stuff? What does that even mean?
I'm just not a fan of that dessert. I think it's a waste. I think it's gluttonous. If you are leaving space for dessert, get you some more groceries.
Okay, I'm not having this conversation.
Get you another plate of broccoli. Get you some asparagus. Steamed spinach.
This is annoying me more than Nick Saban and the Hurricanes loss.
Get you some more veggies.
We've been talking Hurricanes for 2 hours and a little bit of Nick Saban, that jerk. Should we talk a little Dolphins or like I don't know. I don't know what people like the schedule today because it's a holiday and there's a tropical storm.
Yeah.
So I don't know if
talk
people
some Dolphins.
All right.
There was a big cut. They cut 30 people, 35 people.
Yeah, I mean they made a lot of cuts. The interesting thing, the most interesting thing is that they are keeping Brock Osweiler and David Fales on the roster. I think that is a little strange.
Silly. And they brought in Luke Falk.
But that's just to download information out of his noggin.
I hope it is.
For this Sunday's game.
I don't know what
they do. Does he know that? He's got to know that, right?
Oh, yeah. The Patriots do it all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Like he's got to know that. Like, what would he get paid for this week?
I don't even know. Because league minimum's probably 700 by now. So do the math. 700 divided by 16. I can't do
it that fast. So literally he would have to get that for this week?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Because they can't put him on practice squad. So he would get paid.
$43,000.
Yeah, so he made $43,000.
$43,000 Luke Falk is going to get to give his insight on the Titans.
I just know that if he's not on the practice squad, he has to be on the active roster or whatever. He has to be on the roster to stay on the team. So your practice squad or you're on the roster. You can't just float and just be in the facility. So if he's there, he's making league minimum. League minimum is six plus, so he'll make $40,000
wow.
this week.
All right, well, I can't hate on that.
Oh, no.
I mean...
It's actually guys that do that. If you see guys that, like, late in their career, they'll play three games with the 49ers, and somebody will get hurt. They'll play two games with the Seahawks. Somebody else will get hurt and go to Atlanta for a couple weeks. And they literally just go around picking off $20,000 or $30,000 checks. They'll go home. They'll be off out of the NFL for a month, and they'll just keep working out. Somebody gets hurt, they go and get them another quick $60,000-$80,000. Then somebody comes back healthy, and they'll jump around for years.
I can't hate on that.
It's kind of the decision you have to make late in your career, because you could do that if you want to.
Right.
Yeah, I would have probably played another 1 or 2 years where I was a legit guy. Then I'd have been jumping around.
Right.
We can't depend on him, injuries and stuff, and he's, close to 30 years old.
We need to bring in another guy, though. Go get Crowder.
Kiko sprains his ankle. Hey, let's move Raekwon to the wheel. We'll bring Crowder to back up the mics until Kiko gets healthy. And as soon as Kiko practices, they'll release me.
Right. And then, you know that going in, and you're going to collect maybe six figures for a couple
weeks.
That's
what I was going to say. Let's say it is $40,000 a week, and Kiko's hurt for 3 weeks. I go get me $100,000 real quick and then get out of there. Don't contribute to the team. Just go out there and run my head into a wall at practice. And some guys just eat that. I know guys right now that are doing that in the NFL.
Yeah, I can't hate on that.
Me neither. I couldn't do it. I like beer.
You'd be like a hired hand, though. You could probably drink beer at that, because they don't really expect too much out of you.
No, the thing that would have got me is the time where I wasn't on a team getting paid, and now I have to keep my body in shape like I'm getting paid to be ready for when they want to pay me. Hey, Hawk, I like beer.
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
I was with you last night.
You like beer after dinner?
No, during.
During dinner? Okay, because you go to sleep after. Okay.
And you know what? Beer is a depressant, so it helps you go to sleep. Hoo-hoo! I'm not going to shove caffeine or sugar in my system at 9, 10 at night.
Would you dip a chicken finger in beer, though?
Nah, that's disgusting. Yeah. Sauce is sauce, but you don't dip it in no juice.
So what do we do with the Dolphins roster moves? So he has not come out with an actual number two quarterback, right, Adam Gase? He hasn't said.
No, most reporters are saying it's going to be an either or situation, like on the depth chart.
Pray. Honestly, I don't care who you pray to. I don't care who it is, but if you're not, Scientology?
Right.
If you have a God, pray that Tannehill stays healthy, because whoever else it is going to be an extreme downgrade.
Scientology does have a God. It's just John Travolta. So it's weird to pray to him.
To John Travolta or Tom Cruise?
I think it's Cruise. Yeah, he's big into it.
It depends. East Coast, West Coast, like Biggie and Tupac. Do you have that Adam Gase sound? Because I see the first cut here is the thought. It's not like Biggie and Tupac, I'm being told.
That's how it works, man.
Adam Gase, I'm seeing this thing says it's the thought process behind keeping three quarterbacks instead of two. Do you have that?
I mean, I kind of hinted at it for the last, 9 months, but we didn't pick up on it.
Didn't.
But really, at the end of the day, we talk about that being one of the most important positions in professional football, and our thought process is we're going to try to develop guys and get them ready to go, and if we ever had any situation where we need the next guy to get up, we want to make sure that we have the right guy, and we're going to keep working with the two guys we got.
Play cut number four there, because he says he's not sure who the number two quarterback is.
Yeah, we'll kind of see. Might be an or. We'll see.
This is what gets me about these situations. Remember that before camp, you have 2 months of OTAs and mini camps and developments and workouts and all. So you've seen those guys for 2 months, and then they have a month off. So 2 months of evaluation, a month off to watch what you evaluated, come back to camp and have a month, and you still don't know who's better? You can't, after all that practice, you still don't know who's better?
That pretty much means that neither of them are that good.
Man, that makes a point. Put Luke Falk at number two. You have those guys, they never jumped off the board of you. And even now, we were praising Brock, maybe a little too much on Friday. But
what are you talking about? It was Brock Osweiler Friday.
We were praising Brock.
We played a whole bunch of songs, Falero. We will Brock you. I mean, it was all Brock all the time.
So we're doing music days, because Thursday was Pat Benatar Thursday.
I love Brock and roll. I'm going to Brock and roll all night.
I like it.
Y'all had a bunch. Adam Gase didn't feel that. He wasn't impressed with Brock like we thought he was, because they kept fails around.
I believe that if Brock Osweiler hadn't had that kind of game in game four, he'd have been cut. I think Gase wanted to keep fails as the backup, then got forced into keeping two.
But even to that, where we got excited about the one game Hawk, Gase can't do that. To their point, what you just made. If Gase was flat out, if Gase in his mind going into game four said Fails is better than Brock, Brock's going to go out there and have one good game against the backup of the Falcons and swing the head coach's evaluation. That is a flawed thought process. That is very flawed.
I have more Adam Gase sound that I want to play. I want to call Nick Saban a jerk a few more times before we're done at 6 o'clock.
Leave my baby alone.
We'll talk a little bit more about the Miami Hurricanes as well. I want to talk about Tucker Duke's Lunchbox. First, though, Tucker Duke's is one of the most unique and delicious restaurants in our area. Their website says it all. Come hungry, a Southern-style burger joint serving the best craft burgers, craft beers, and snacks in town. Is tomorrow a Tucker Duke Tuesday?
Yes, it is. It's the first Tuesday.
First Tuesday of September. All right. So tomorrow at Tucker Duke's, you can get a Tucker Duke burger, which is their signature burger. You can get it for $5 off with the purchase of a beverage. So
that
tomorrow,
big old burger for $5.
That big old Tucker Duke burger. The Tucker Duke burger, that's a half-pound burger with American cheese piled high with onion rings covered in their signature Tucker sauce. It's amazing. By the way, their September Burger of the Month, if you follow Tucker Dukes on Instagram, you know this already. Their September Burger of the Month is made especially for UM fans. It's a burger with swagger. I gave it that line. But it's called the Sebastian. It's a half-pound burger topped with brie cheese, orange marmalade, bacon, and arugula. So you get the orange and green look because there's a little slice of lettuce. You got the orange marmalade. It's got that orange and green. Got to get to Tucker Duke's in September to get it. You could try one of their other burgers like the Mondragon. 6 slices of bacon, fried egg, 2 slices each of American and cheddar cheeses, Tucker sauce, spring mix, and tomato. Their burgers are out of this world. Everyone who goes to Tucker Duke's loves it. You can visit their website, see the amazing menu for yourself. It's tuckerdukes.com. Tucker Duke's Lunchbox. They've got 2 locations in our area. Deerfield Beach, 1101 South Powerline Road. That's a block south of Southwest 10th Street, right where the Sawgrass ends. And they're in Boca at 1658 North Federal Highway, which is just north of Glades on Federal. You will love it. Today's a holiday, so you can go there, grab a little early dinner. Tucker Duke's Lunchbox. It's one of the best, most unique meals you will ever have. Check out their website at tuckerdukes.com.
Radio.com.
Who's this? That Sia?
Hell no, that's Rihanna, man.
This Sia?
That's the woman that hides her face?
Yeah, she's like a puppet.
The opposite. Rihanna doesn't need to hide her face.
This sounds like Sia to me.
I know why.
What?
Yeah.
What?
You know why.
I'm not getting
it. You don't want to give us no credit.
What's he talking about?
I don't know. Sia looks like Rosie O'Donnell.
Sia doesn't look like Rosie O'Donnell.
How do you know? She doesn't show her face.
She's a puppet.
You see her body and stuff like that. You don't see her face.
Her body's not fine.
I never said her body was fine, but she doesn't look like Rosie O'Donnell.
Wait a second. What are you saying about Rosie O'Donnell?
She's garbage.
Whoa.
Hey, you can argue a lot of things.
I'll argue that.
Rosie O'Donnell's bad.
I didn't say bad.
Rosie O'Donnell's like Danny DeVito.
Oh, stop it.
Come on.
Come on.
Misogynistic.
Back at you. Come on.
That's misogynistic.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. No, that's misogynistic.
It's evaluation. It's evaluation. Rosie knows what she did to herself with those sandwiches.
Why can't I get Channel 10 to come up here?
You know how to do a lot.
I mean, you just got to type in 1 and 0.
Well, I was trying to do it via the guide.
You're not good at things like that.
Well, what do we got? Oh, look at that. Alex Dono chiming in. Sia wrote that song for Rihanna, so you're not that far off. So, suck it.
Sounded like her. Suck nothing.
Yeah, it sounded like a Sia song.
She wrote it
for Rihanna.
And that's Rihanna's voice. Everybody knows that's Rihanna's voice.
Okay, but it sounded Sia-like, and it makes sense now with what Dono pointed out. She wrote the bleeping song.
Okay, T.I. wrote for Iggy Azalea. Does her song sound like T.I.'s rapping?
Yeah, it's a good point.
I know it's a great point. Get the hell out of here. Going on, a ghostwriter. I don't think you know how that works.
Crowder won that one.
I did. That was good.
Close
with the T.I. Iggy Azalea. That was perfect. That was a comeback. You can go to hell with that.
Oh, knock it off. Ridiculous.
Crowder's victory song.
I mean, what are you basing that on?
He got you. He stumped you.
How did he get me?
With Iggy Azalea and T.I.
Did that song from Rihanna sound like a Sia song? Oh, yeah, it did. Geez, I wonder why.
It sounded Sia wrote like it. A Sia song?
Yes, right.
What does that even mean?
It sounded like a song that Sia would sing.
Name two other Sia songs.
The one where she's one where she's in a puppet outfit. I'm not a Sia fan.
And you know what all this stuff sounds like.
I obviously recognized it enough to realize that Rihanna had ripped her off.
And who is Dono?
Who's Dono?
Like Dono knows music like that. He could be guessing.
Dono's tweeting at me right now. I sometimes think Sia is singing that song as well. Official Crowder is way off on this one. My man.
Come on, Dono. He's supposed to be tight with this foolishness. He's here. I'm gonna address him during the break.
But he's right. He's 100% right. That sounds like a Sia song, and now it makes sense because it is a Sia song.
I think you and Dono don't want to give Rihanna credit, and we know why.
You know what the interesting thing is? It is a Sia song. How about that? How about that? Sia wrote the song. It's a Sia song.
So why did Rihanna sing it?
Play my victory music. Play my victory music. Oh, I forgot this was my victory music. Fergie singing the national anthem in a sexy, sultry way, remixed by Fat Man Scoop. Let's
play some basketball. I like your victory song better than mine.
You picked yours.
I know. I was excited that day about a
big
level.
I hate this as my victory song.
You don't like it?
I want a new victory song. Yes, I'd like to vote for new victory songs.
Man, somebody texts in,
Sia did a cover of that song, and it actually sounds better than Rihanna.
Rihanna can't sing? I thought she was a great singer.
I didn't say she wasn't a great singer. I'm just telling you, that song sounded like a Sia song, and now I found out it is a Sia song.
Sia's a better singer than Rihanna.
And also, see you later. There, play my song.
I don't know about that one.
Oh, come on. I'm running up the score.
See ya.
Later.
Let that one die.
That's funny.
It is funny.
It is funny.
Let that one die.
I think I got it. I wish I could start my song again, even though my song was playing. I may make my victory song See Ya.
Which one?
See Ya Later.
I don't think either one of y'all know a Sia song.
Let me help you out. You all right?
Neither one of y'all could name a Sia song. That's why you keep saying.
No, I could, but which I'm one? Not going to do it.
She's got the chandelier. That's chandelier. Right. Chandelier. That's chandelier. Play my song.
See ya.
She also has that one with Sean Paul, Cheap Thrills.
But Chandelier.
Chandelier is the best one.
Y'all are haters.
All right, let me play this Adam Gase sound. So Adam Gase talked about David Fales and Brian. This sound, by the way, is from Saturday, right? This is the day that they made the cuts, or is
Correct.
It yesterday?
No, it's the day they made the cuts.
I think it's the day they made the cuts. All right, so here's Adam Gase talking about Fales and Osweiler.
I mean, it's day to day. I mean, I feel like it goes back and forth. It's one of those things. It's just who has the best protection on that particular night. It seems like that guy has a good night in preseason, you know. And it's really that's what's always going to make it tough of who's the backup, you know, because you're guessing a little bit.
I want to know if Tannehill goes down. I hope he doesn't. If he goes down, who does he call on?
That last clip, that upsets me, where he's like, who knows? We don't know who's better. The evaluation process this offseason was supposed to clarify that. We know we didn't want Jay Cutler back. He was going to retire anyway. We know we don't bring Matt Moore back because they had opportunity. Matt Moore is still a free agent, I believe, correct? Has anybody picked up Matt Moore?
He's still a free agent.
So we got rid of Matt Moore knowing we do not want Matt Moore backing up Tannehill any longer. We're 6 years in with Matt Moore as the backup. That's all we got. So now you bring in Fales is here, and he bring in Osweiler. And you evaluate him for all OTAs, all minicamps, and the entire normal camp, and you still don't know who's better.
It means that no one was great.
But that's troubling to me. Somebody looked better. Somebody had, if they had 31 days Somebody had 16. Somebody had 15. There had to be somebody that stepped up.
There's Adam Gase on Isaac Asiata getting cut.
He's a young player. You know, there's some things that we just, you know, I mean, if he ends up back here, practice squad, and who knows, in 2 weeks, maybe he's up. I mean, you never know. And I think we made some strides, but this year we really, the numbers that we kept and, you know, having two tackles that we feel good about, that one that we feel like can play guard too if we needed to, that was kind of the direction we went. And I do think he got better during this preseason and this training camp. And it's just the numbers got tight.
Look at Betty Davis giving you the 411 on this storm.
Chief meteorologist Betty Davis.
Oh, poor Betty.
Tell everybody what your grandma says.
Oh, CC, Betty is so poor. Oh, she needs to eat, CC. I'll cook for her, CC.
She is skinny, Betty Davis.
She is frail.
Your grandma loves her, though, right?
Loves her. She built like a Ma Richards. But again, my grandma loves her, but every time, oh, CC, she is so poor. That's what old people call skinny. They call it poor. Because if you don't have money, you can't eat. Yeah, that's an old school thing.
Here's Adam Gase. We talked about Leonte Carew a little bit today. Leonte Carew, he's been signed to the practice squad, so he's not gone. But here is Adam Gase talking about cutting Leonte.
You just never know how the rest of this is going to play out, just especially with the way practice squad is nowadays. And, you know, you have those exemptions to where guys that have actually played could be back. And I think it was just it's a tough room to crack. You know, I mean, those guys that we have right now, I think Jakeem's really found something to where he's contributing on offense, and we really like him at the spot he's been playing. You know, I think moving him outside last year was huge for us and for him, and he feels comfortable, and those corners are not happy to see him because of his speed, and he's making plays, and he's getting better at catching the ball consistently. I think that makes it tough when – before it was like three guys and we're always looking for that fourth and fifth. Now it's legit. Got five guys that you feel really good about.
So who else got cut? Isaiah Ford got cut, right? Rashawn Scott got cut.
Yeah.
Either of those guys end up on the practice. Rashawn Scott's hurt. So I think
he's been hurt his entire time in the NFL.
So what happened with Isaiah Ford? Did he get signed to the practice squad?
The Isaac Asiata is a problem. I know Gase is saying maybe they might have him back, but that's a fifth-round pick. And that's only his second year.
Well, Leonte Carew was a third-round pick.
And this is only their second year. Well, Leonte, I think, is a third year. But with Isaac Asiata, a year ago, you thought he was worth taking in the fifth round and having a chance to solidify a very struggling offensive line. And now a year later, you get rid of him. That's somebody. Somebody messed up. Somebody needs to go back and see who's attached to Isaac Asiata.
Isaiah Ford got signed to the practice squad.
Isaiah Ford was signed to the practice squad.
Yeah, Tony Lippitt got cut as well. That's a big cut, I thought.
Yeah, Tony Lippitt. I was thinking more of the receivers, though. I was thinking of.
Tony never recovered from that Achilles, is what everybody's saying. Yeah. That's a tough, man. That's a tough injury to bounce back from, especially in the secondary.
Here's Adam Gase talking about the team's overall strengths.
I like our team. I like the fact that I think we're a team. That's the best part about what we have going on right now, is that locker room. I like where those guys are at, and I'm not really worried about what anybody else thinks about that, because when you're not there every day and around these guys and watch them work, watch them in meetings, watch them at practice, you don't know. You look at a piece of paper. That's why they play the games.
That strikes me as she has a nice personality. And did that jump out to anybody as well? Well, our best attribute is that we're a team. Okay. I was looking more for, we've got Tom Brady.
That phrase to me, I don't know if it's everybody. I hate when a coach says, oh, man, we got a great group of guys. A great group of football players are great people.
Right.
Because I say it all the time, the best humans, the best human beings, if you see what I'm saying, the best God-fearing human beings that I know were never the star of a team. They were always the third-string guard or the fourth-string linebacker and just had everything together, married with kids, you know, just by the book, didn't do anything crazy. But you don't help us win. You're a great human. It is funny. I bring up Donnie Spragan because he's intelligent. He was on top of the world. Double degrees from Stanford. The man was super intelligent, a great dude, but he was a linebacker. He ran about a 6'1". You just can't play in the NFL running that slow. But he was a great human. And that's the thing. We have a great group of guys. Great football players or great people?
Right.
Because I don't want to be around a bunch of great people when I'm in a game down by one in the fourth quarter.
Hanging out somewhere, I'll be with a great group of guys.
Yes.
My football team.
Are they talented? We need talent. We don't need great people. If they're great people and talent, I'm not saying you have to pick. But with my past, I think you have to pick sometimes.
Are we betting the Hamilton Tiger Cats tonight?
Yes.
Because the game is 2 hours away. It starts at 6:30. Rob Pizzola, our professional sports gambler, he's 2 for 2 so far. He gives us 3 random bets. Now, the FAU plus 21 was not part of the random bets. That was a loss. But his 3 random bets, he's 2 for 2 so far. And he told us Hamilton Tiger Cats tonight over the Toronto Argonauts. Are we betting that?
Got to make up for that UM.
Man, we had Miami -3 last night, and we had the under 47.5. I mean, LSU almost put up 47.5.
Turnover chain.
Oh, hey, don't get me started.
That's 27-3 at halftime.
Sia does turnover chain.
I think she wrote it for Solo D. It sounds like her.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
I don't like you.
So all of a sudden, we wake up today, there's a tropical storm. So now when I talk about BNT services, you know, you don't always have to track these storms for a long time. Sometimes they just plop right on your head. How'd this come out of nowhere?
I think Betty had to have seen it.
If anyone saw it, it's Betty Davis, chief meteorologist. So people ask me all the time, you know, because I rave about BNT services on the radio every day. Did you really use them for impact windows and doors for your home? And the answer is yes. And I could not be any happier with everything that they did. We're in hurricane season right now. We're experiencing a tropical storm as I speak. I probably don't need to remind you about last hurricane season where Hurricane Irma bared down on South Florida. And then that was a nice reminder on just how important it is to protect our homes and our possessions and our families. So after Irma, my wife and I, we made the decision we're going to finally make the leap. We're going to get impact windows and doors for our house. So we called BNT Services. Tom and Brett came out to the house. They helped us pick out the perfect PGT custom windows and doors. If you've been thinking about it, now is the perfect day to do it. Especially with, is this storm have a name?
Tropical Storm Gordon.
Gordon? Oh, yeah. Gordon. Yeah, I did see that.
I say it in my update, top of the hour.
Gordo. Can we call him Gordo?
No, that's fat in Spanish.
Maybe G. What up, G?
What up, G?
Man.
Tropical Storm G.
That's hard.
So BNT Services specializes in impact windows and doors with over 25 years of experience. Their staff will help you pick out the perfect PGT custom windows and doors. So don't wait another day. I want you to call my friends Brett and Tom right now at BNT Services at 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126 or go online, bntwindowsanddoors.com. Radio.com. Radio.com. To be quite honest, now that I'm hearing it, Sia, I hate her. Listen to her, because she goes, "Party good to shoot your boot." Like, she can't even, if you're going to sing, open your mouth. Play this into the start of this song again. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Listen. Open your damn mouth.
She's speaking a different language.
I like it, man.
I hate her, now that I really think about it.
She's a mumble singer.
I'm not going to open my mouth too much. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 1, 2.
Sing it.
1, 2, 3. Let's give that to DBJ this year. Should we play the DBJ garbage?
Oh, man.
I'm so mad at him.
I haven't heard it.
I think we have to.
Oh, my chandelier.
That's a good song, though. You don't do it right. She might not do it right, but you're not doing it right either.
I think I nailed it.
That whole cover your face thing isn't gonna have no legs.
It's stupid.
Yeah. She unleashes that face every now and again when the wind blows.
I just DM Rob Pizzola. I said, you still like Hamilton tonight at -9? Because he had told us -8 when he was on. He said, anything short of double digits is good. So we're betting Hamilton.
I'm with you.
Got ourselves a CFL bet tonight. We're going to chase that Hurricanes loss.
We sure do, because that cut me deep when I got home.
Woo! It was not fun last night. So, every year we have Don Bailey Jr. work some pop culture funny lines into the broadcast. I didn't think he'd do any last night. I said to you, Dave and Buster's, I go, well, I guess DBJ's not going to be able to work in any lines because, I mean, they were down 27-3 at one point. Like, you don't feel like being silly, even if Miami scores, which they did. Like, but what did I say to him before the season? What do I say every season? I go, just work these lines into the broadcast subtly.
Apropos of nothing. You tell him that every year.
Don't give it any context. Don't just rattle off lines because we gave. Just find a place to work them in. Had they finished this game last night and DBJ said I couldn't work in any funny lines, there was nothing to laugh at, would have totally understood.
Yeah.
Would have totally understood.
For sure. You're down 27-3 at half. Yes, we would have understood.
So what's the...
So he did the steal my soap one.
Okay, so play this. This is a some southerner in Kentucky. Is Kentucky the South?
Yeah.
So he got his apartment or house broken into by a meth head, and But I want to play the whole sound of this guy. Do you have it? The whole sound of this guy?
Trying to find it now.
Right.
I have it. Yeah.
So he's being interviewed on TV, and he's talking about this meth head broke into his house, and it must have been a bad batch of meth.
Here in Floyd County, they're the bad batch out there.
And he calls him a rogue, which is funny. But then he can't believe that he stole his cheese grater and his soap. It's a great interview.
Must have been a bad batch around here because Floyd County went crazy in the last 4 days. When I finally got down here to the house to look see what happened, the door was standing wide open. It looked like he was packing up for a yard sale when he come out. He was lying, throwing his hands and saying stuff like, I didn't do it, I didn't do it. You know how rogues do, and blaming on everybody else. He did pull a gun on me when I got back around the house because I guess he thought I was upset with him. Who steals a cheese grater? He's got the worst Lysol. He stole an empty bottle of spray.
Spray.
What got me the most was my soap.
He stole my soap.
Who steals soap?
So that's the line we gave DBJ. He stole my soap. Who steals soap? And he did it in a fashion that, and then what's the other line that we gave him?
The 21 Savage, Post Malone.
Right. So now I'd given him.
You got a 12-car garage and you only got 6 cars.
How you got a 12-car garage when you only got 6 cars? I've been fascinated with this 21 Savage line since the Post Malone song came out.
2 years now,
right? How you got a 12-car garage when you only got 6 cars? And so what do I tell DBJ all the time? Don't just throw the line out there. Don't rattle them off one after another. Like, just, and if you don't get them this week, you'll get them the next week. And so what did he do, Falero? He
come back from commercial break. Come back from, just throws it to him.
Right, come back from commercial break, and it's like, oh, I got to say these lines, and I'm just going to rattle them off.
Trailing 33-3 to LSU. How you doing over there, DBJ?
Feel like he stole my soap. Who steals soap, Joe?
Well... Apparently LSU's been able to steal everything in sight here tonight. Stole the soap and stole our hearts.
It's like having a 12-car garage when you only got 6 cars.
That one came off a little flat.
It makes no sense. It makes no sense.
I feel like he stole my soap. Who steals soap, Joe? It's like having a 12-car garage when you only got 6 cars.
6 cars.
It is just so bad.
I haven't heard it. It was funny to me.
It's terrible. I mean, he does such good work. Why throw it away like that?
He warmed. Like, Malik had a tough game. I think DBJ has to warm up, get used to his new season.
Trailing 33-3 to LSU. How you doing over there, DBJ?
Feel like he stole my soap. Who steals soap, Joe?
Well... Apparently LSU's been able to steal everything in sight here tonight. Stole the soap and stole our hearts.
It's like having a 12-car garage when you only got 6 cars.
That one came off a little flat.
Yeah, and come on. Did you make that into a song?
I tried my best.
Pulling on the tracks and now she's screaming out no miles.
like having a 12-car garage when you only got six cars.
It was brutal. It's like
terrible.
He didn't give me anything to work
it's
with.
So bad.
Pulling on the tracks and now she's screaming out no miles.
They like savage white. It's like having a 12-car garage when you only got six cars.
Come on.
I had to slow it down.
DBJ. Come on, man.
Tough outing.
Feel like he stole my soap. Who steals soap, Joe?
It's not the line. Like, how emphatic was I when he was on with us? Like, don't change the line. Don't.
And people don't see what you send to them. Capital letters. You'll even put a whole bunch.
Like
I bet cars.
Mark.
You put C-A-A-A-A-A-A-R.
I do anything to help him out. Nothing. You get nothing
it's
in
like
return.
Like having a 12-car garage when you only got six cars.
It's like having a 12-car garage. You only got six cars.
Malik ain't planning on throwing two interceptions. DBJ didn't plan on doing what he did.
Just, feel know. Like he stole my soap. Who steals soap, Joe?
That was two interceptions.
Dude, is like, who's our Nikosi Perry? If Don Bailey Jr. is Malik Rozier, who's our Nikosi Perry? Is it Josh Darrow?
Yeah.
It's got to be.
Right? Because it can't be Joe. Joe's Mark Richt.
So we're going to start giving Darrow our calls?
I mean, that would be great if they go down to the field for some insight. Let's go down to Josh Darrow. Let's get some insight on what's happening out there. Hey, who steals soap? Who stole my soap?
Feel like he stole my soap. Who steals soap, Joe?
No, man, we're not going to bench Malik Rozier right now. We're about to just get him right for next week.
I'm just wondering, because I always talk about, you know, they should have had some competition behind Ryan Tannehill to raise his game. Are we babying Don Bailey Jr. by not having any competition behind him?
I think we are.
It's like having a 12-car garage when you only got six cars.
I mean, if I gotta watch that as game film, I may have to pull the plug.
You know what? He's getting complacent on us.
Might be getting complacent.
That's a heck of a point, man. We're not coaching right.
Interesting. See if Josh Darrow's up for the challenge, Falero.
This is half our fault.
Yeah, right. This is on us.
Yes.
Coaching. We can all agree football season is here. It's all about the U, even with last night. And it's all about deal, Volvo.
One game.
I mean, stop it. One thing of soap.
Who steals soap?
Who steals soap? Deal Volvo's been selling Volvo models for almost 30 years on Bird Road. You know where it is. It's just off US 1. It is right near the U. They've got the best location, great selection, great service department, the best prices. I'm guessing even today, I think the tropical storm warning has been lifted, so maybe you want to do a little car shopping tonight. It's the model year-end sales event. There are great deals on all remaining 2018 Volvo models, discounted with great leases and low finance rates. Enjoy the luxury, performance, and safety of a new Volvo at the best prices of the year. Check out the 2018 XC60. That's the 2018 World Car of the Year winner. Or the 2018 XC90, the most awarded luxury SUV of the century. Plus, the 2019 models have arrived. They're ready for immediate delivery. For the best prices and service, visit Deal Volvo, where it's all about the DEEL. They will take great care of you right there at US 1 and Bird Road near the U. Call 305-444-2222 or visit DealVolvoCars.com.
It's like having a 12-car garage when you only got six cars. Feel like he stole my soap. Who steals soap, Joe?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.